His first tour date in America is here.
1029 The Whale here. Rock Gossip.
Here in Connecticut. Mark Knopfler's been on tour in Europe, and he's coming here. And when I say here, I mean here. Tonight, he's going to be at Foxwoods. He's got 9 solo albums, 6 with Dire Straits. Set list, well, how do you choose? Here's Mark Knopfler.
The more records you make, of course, the tougher that gets, because you could be on stage for a long time. But I love playing some of the old songs, you know, and so I try to always put them in, and I always try to play them well.
Of course you do. Why would you want them to suck? Yeah. Today is the anniversary of day 2 of Woodstock, the original one, back in 1969. Here's the late Jimi Hendrix on what stuck out in his mind.
The nonviolence. It's a very, very, very good brand of music. I don't mean good. I mean the very true brand of music. The acceptance of the long-awaited crowd, how they've had to sleep in mud and rain and get hassled by this, hassled by that, and still come through saying that it was a successful festival. That's one of the, you know, that's one of the good things. There's so many scores you can add up on this thing. If you added them all up, you know, you feel like a king. Listen, they're tired of joining street gangs. They're tired of joining militant groups. They're tired of hearing the president gab his gums away. They're tired of this, tired of that. They want to find a different direction. They know they're on the right track. But where in the hell is it coming from? So they try different things.
There you go. I'm not exactly sure what all that meant, but okay. Now, 500,000 people were at Woodstock. A lot of people that were going to end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were there, not to play. They were just watching. Billy Joel was there. Don Felder from the Eagles was there. From Blondie, Chris Stein and Debbie Harry were there. They weren't even together. They were just both there. And Steven Tyler was there. Here's Steven Tyler. And he was there a month before Aerosmith formed.
I was in a tent stuck somewhere between the hog farm and the stage. And I remember walking along a path called Groovy Way, which is the only way to get there. And it was all full of barkers and people selling drugs and pipes and stuff.
Groovy Way was the path to drugs. Maybe that's what happened to Steven Tyler.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.